It's smaller than your thumbnail, but the destruction it can cause is huge. The shiny green insect, called the emerald ash borer, is a beetle native to Asia and Russia. It has been traveling from state to state, catching rides on firewood, and settling in to eat away at the ash trees. The Greene County Parks and Trails Department is currently cutting down 3,000 ash trees which have been killed by this insect. That's going to dramatically change this part of Ohio. And no one knows this better than the two naturalists that work there.
My name's Chris Barnett, and I'm the chief naturalist for Greene County Parks and Trails.
My name's Mel Grosvenor. I'm one of the naturalist staff with Greene County Parks and Trails. Basically, for the past 4 years, I've been doing a survey of the parks, looking at the ash trees, and particularly if they're going to hit a structure or a roadway and be a hazard. One person would drive while I would look out the window, and spending hours doing that, it just ingrained the image of the tops of trees in my head to the point where as soon as I closed my eyes to go to sleep, all I could see was a slow motion image of trees. A lot of the trees were very heavily laden with seeds this past fall, as in they knew something was going to happen and it was their last-ditch effort to try to carry on. And some of them, even branches were breaking because of the weight of the seeds.
Right now, all we're doing is taking the trees that are dead. Because once an ash tree shows that it's been infected, you have less than a year before the tree actually starts to drop. It is a very quick death in the tree.
Visually, it's going to be very sad. It's definitely going to affect how much shade we have. It's going to affect the wildlife, and it's going to create areas for other generally invasive species of plants to come in.
We're going to be dealing with honeysuckle, autumn olive, garlic mustard. They take away habitat from wildlife, and they're going to be given this clean slate to grow.
It's going to dramatically change the habitats.
Things like salamanders, box turtles, animals that people don't stop to consider that they live in leaf litter. They live underneath tree roots.
The candy cane tree is a tree that I've come to love at our parks. It is a big blue ash tree that was struck by lightning, and the lightning curved around and basically peeled the bark away in a spiral pattern similar to the striping on a candy cane. It's kind of a celebrity in our parks in a way. I had just spent a day hiking. On my way back from doing that, I glanced across the ravine and saw the candy cane tree, and it hit me. Oh my gosh, that is an ash tree. And it just devastated me.
And it's probably going to get affected. So it's going to be a sad day here in the park when that guy goes down. Red-headed woodpeckers have a solid red head, white belly, and a solid black back. They have been on the watch list in Ohio for probably the last 10 years.
And the numbers lately have actually been going up. And the theory is that it may be because of the emerald ash borer that they're going after those larvae.
If the ash trees are out in the woods where they're not going to damage anything or hurt anybody, we're going to leave them alone. And let the red-headed woodpeckers, let the red bellies and the downies, let them have them. And their populations are going to increase, which is a very much a positive.
Another positive. The Parks Department has a plan to restore wildlife habitat to the county. 1,500 saplings of native tree species, like sycamores, oaks, and maples, have been ordered for reforestation. That's a lot of baby trees. Chris and Mel are looking for help nurturing the saplings until they are ready to plant. You can contact them at the Greene County Parks and Trails at their website, www.gcparkstrails.com. For WYSO's Community Voices, I'm Renee Wild.
Hopefully we can heal from this and keep our forests for future generations.